From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, December 6, 2019. I'm Marty Derlin. Yesterday at around noon, a fire broke out in downtown Boonville, requiring the closure of Highway 128 in both directions and creating a huge traffic jam. 24 hours later, traffic was flowing, but firefighters and crews were still on the scene, moving rubble under cloudy skies and looking for the cause of the blaze, which destroyed three buildings, including multiple residences. The Anderson Valley Fire Department, only a few doors down from the fire, was the first on the scene. I spoke to Anderson Valley Fire Chief Andres Avila at the scene of the destroyed buildings. So have you ever seen a fire like this in downtown Boonville?
Never. This is a very large fire for us. We had the Mannix building years ago and the Grange fire years ago, but I think this is larger than both of those.
And when were you called to this scene and what happened?
My story timeline was I was actually in Willits dealing with a meeting up there on other issues and basically got the notice that the lodge was burning. We responded from Willits down here, which was quite a extended delay for me to get here. We had a single engine, a water tender, two CAL FIRE units, and a CAL FIRE BC on scene, doing a very good job with the limited capabilities they had. When I pulled up at scene, we had a couple of more engines at that point, and the fire was currently in the residences on the east side of these multiple structures. And it had extended through the multiple residences and was extending into the Lisby's restaurant.
As I understand it, you were only able to be defensive. You couldn't get inside the structures.
Yeah, correct. So there was a transition. We always try to do what we can with what we have, but we have to judge what we have as far as capabilities, apparatus, water, you know, what the fire activity is doing. And the first initial was to see if we could go offensive. But once it transitioned into the larger structure, had a very large common attic that went through all of the buildings, the restaurant, the bar, and the laundromat, as well as the liquor store. Once it got into that attic, it just became involved in there, and it was too much for our troops to keep up with. And we had to pull back and do more of a defensive measure, which means that we aren't sending troops in. It's a firefighter safety. And we kind of had to write it off for the risk versus gain on that one.
What was the water situation? Did you have enough to deal with it?
The water was an issue. Our troops did really, really well with it. We have two hydrants in Boonville. That's it. Two hydrants with a limited capacity. We were able to utilize that on the initial. We quickly started to drain that capacity. We were told that we would be running out soon. And we had to come up with a different plan, and we had multiple water tenders here from agencies such as Comshi, Elk, Point Arena. We had a couple from our own district, I believe three, and we were able to set up a shuttling program to try to keep up with that supply. So between the fairgrounds hydrant and the water shuttles, we were able to keep up with the needs. But it was a challenge. A lot of resources had to divert and go into water supply versus doing actual direct suppression.
And how long were you actually working on the fire?
Well, we still are. Yeah. We got dispatched, actually I haven't even looked at the time, but somewhere around noon. And we worked all the way through the night. I think we started letting all of our suppression units go somewhere just after midnight. We kept one engine and myself on all night long to kind of monitor the fire. And now we've moved into more of the cleanup and you know, contamination control phase.
Where will all this burned up building go now? Where will you take it?
So that's a big question. So everything moves into the insurance company and their process. We have a restoration company out here and some contractors. And basically what they're going to do is they are going to make a large pile out of this for now. And they're going to come in and test it. Depending on what contaminants are in there, you know, asbestos is a big one. Where will they take it? How will they dispose of it? And if there's certain contaminants in here, once they get rid of the debris that you're seeing, they would then need to bring it down below, you know, soil level, a couple inches, if not more, in order to make sure anything that soaked into the ground was also gone. So there'd be a soil removal as well. So that needs to be tested. They've got to figure it out and then find out the contractor who's going to work on it. So today, we push it back, we control it, we keep it on the property, then we test it, and then we move into an actual disposal process.
Do you have a sense of how old the buildings were?
I don't. I know from all the locals around here, this has been here for a very long time. A lot of old redwood timber and things in here, which led to a lot of this, you know, the fire behavior, very dry. A lot of remodels and things of that nature on the inside, but I don't have an age on it.
So today is the cleanup, then to test for contaminants, and what else?
Well, first, you know, the families are displaced. You know, these families are up against a real, you know, life changer, right up against the holidays. You know, we've got multiple residences that displace multiple people, and they're up against a huge challenge there. Thanks to Red Cross, they're helping them get through that transitional part. But they've got a huge, you know, uphill climb here with what their life's going to do over the next few years heading into winter and in the holidays. As far as, you know, restoration, that's up to the owners and what they want to do with this and going through a whole nother building process. That's up to them and what they want to do with their property. My condolences to the families. My respect goes out to all the firefighters who went in and worked on this thing. As I'm also very thankful for our volunteers and other agencies that came in to support this effort. Lots of people came in. It wasn't, you know, one agency. It was, we all teamed up and did a real good job on this. No injuries.
And we have no idea how or why it started.
It's currently under investigation. There's a big process behind that. So we've done an initial investigation of the fire side. The insurance company will do the same.
For KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.